Hey, Anna.
Hey, Sim.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
No, I know. But what I'm trying to do right now, do you have any idea what's happening right now?
No.
Okay, but you seem frustrated. Will you stop giving me that
totally
frustrated?
I'm totally frustrated because you know that I hate it when I have to give up power, especially to you.
What are you talking about?
You come over to my house, we sit in our dining room, and now this is like a total takeover, and I feel powerless, and of course I'm mad.
Okay, if you let me talk.
This is the decade of the woman.
If you let me talk for a second,
okay, all right,
I'll let you know how you are going to take the power back right now.
Oh, God, that seems so manipulative. I feel like an ex-boyfriend told me some shit like that.
Right. I'm basically including you in this process right now.
Of hiring
our first intern.
Oh, wonderful. It's like women get to vote finally. I feel like it's 1920 all over again. Fuck you. Of course I get to hire my own intern.
This is my intern. This is not your intern. Okay, fine. We can share if you like her. But let me give you a little backstory. Can I give you a little backstory?
Yes, but I have a quiz question for you. When did women in India gain the right to vote?
No idea. But
I know that
India achieved their independence in 1947, I believe, or 44. In the 40s.
Okay, yeah. Good. Very good. Very good, Sim. You're going to do...
I'm going to do great.
Your family very You're so cutting all this out, aren't you?
No, of
you
course not.
You fucking asshole.
No,
all right. So tell me, how are you going to hire your intern for our...
Our intern. Well, as you
how
know...
How are you going to hire your intern
as you know
for
that,
our podcast?
Okay, as you know that the internship program here at Anna Faris is Unqualified is incredibly competitive and highly elite.
And very lucrative.
I think an intern gets paid just about as much as us.
Which is zero.
But they get college credit, though. We don't even get college credit.
We just get attention, I guess.
That's all we get.
Oh, dear listeners, thanks for listening to our voices day in and day out or week on a weekly man, whatever. Uh-huh. Oh, God. All right, Sim, go on.
So I need a little bit of help.
All right.
I do. We all do. Cassie needs help. Mike needs help. You know, you need help.
Oh, I thought you meant on a personal level.
Well, that's another conversation.
Why I was scoffing, because I don't think you would ever admit something like that.
So a girl named Nina goes to USC Film School. She wrote to me. She sent me an email, and she wanted to know if we were hiring any interns. And I gave her a few little things to do. And she's been doing a really good job. And then we decided to meet on Saturday. I was going to be there. And I was going to be at USC anyways for the USC-Oregon game for homecoming. So I was tailgating with a bunch of my friends. And she came and joined in for, I guess, the first part of the interview. And I recorded that interview. And by the way, one of my best friends, Derek, who you know, he was there as well because he feels like I don't have a good judge of character. And he wanted to make sure that I was making the right hire. And I just think that he wants attention as well.
Yes, but... You have one of the best judges of character that I know.
Oh, I know. He's just said that. That was his rationale.
I feel like I do.
Thank you for saying that.
I like Derek, and I like a lot of your friends, but you also have a lot of dick friends. I mean, I do too, but...
This is not where this conversation is supposed to go.
Okay, I'm sorry, but
yes.
Derek's a nice guy. I really, really like you.
Yes.
But come on. You know that Sim ultimately has really good, great...
Maybe not in Women Before Amy. But in friends, yes.
You know what? You're completely right, Derek. I take it all back. Especially in women. Sim has had a horrible judgment in the past.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
So I recorded some of the interview. What I want to do is I want to play some of the interview or play the interview, and then you can stop me anytime, or I can stop, and then you can just kind of, I want to hear your comments and get your feedback.
Okay.
And then we're going to do something more fun. She's actually on her way over right now. So
cool.
She's going to join us in progress. And then we're going to do the second part of the interview, which is you interviewing Nina when she arrives here.
When can I interview you to be my producer partner? Because you know what I really want to hear you do someday?
Yeah.
Is like your 13-year-old like bedroom microphone voice where you're pretending like you're by yourself after school and you're pretending to be like an ESPN like broadcasting sports commentator of you know what I mean?
Right. Well, we can do that at some point. Definitely.
Oh my God.
You pick the sport.
Fucking dick. But right. I know that you did that.
I know. Of course. Can we start now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But we're here to interview.
Oh boy.
Nina, you.
Wait, before I start, hold on. I've been drinking all day, by the way. Not today, but at the game at homecoming.
Sure,
I was drinking all day, of course. So this is about an hour before game time or a half hour
really
before
homecoming?
Game time. It was homecoming, yeah. And by the way,
colleges
USC destroyed Oregon. It was awesome.
Homecoming?
Yes. Okay, let me start now. Sorry.
I guess
you are a student at my alma mater, where we're here right now.
Yeah, USC. Film school. Yeah, I'm fresh.
Nice. Look at you.
Fresh on the scene.
Baller.
I've literally been here for 3 months and I love it. I've been obsessed forever. Honestly, when I was 9 years old, I came to a game here, and they actually might have been playing the Ducks. It was exactly 9. My birthday is literally tomorrow, and like I came on my birthday, and then it. So it's probably been a perfect.
Yeah.
9. I don't know. I really don't want to do math right now. It's just.
I know. I'm sorry about that. But okay. more important question. Why do you want to be an intern for Anna Faris's Unqualified?
Well, that's a very good question. The thing with this podcast and internships in general, like, I mean, you know, we can go through the school and find internships at like all these crazy places, which is great. But there's something about working on a project that you actually really enjoy the product and you really enjoy like the people on the show. I think you and Anna both have like very good chemistry. And I think it's an interesting, the reason I like this podcast is because you guys do something different where you guys obviously call people. That's like your guys's format of the show. And other shows don't do that. And I think it's cool that you also don't tell the audience who, not the audience, but the caller who it's going to be. I think it's like a very...
Wait, she's wrong about that, by the way, because I stopped doing that ever since the Ike Barinholtz episode when the caller thought that Ike Barinholtz was Michael Rapaport. Do you remember that? You remember that? Okay.
Yeah, but I have no. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Good show, and I see people that I really admire go on the show, and it just kind of. It's a more personal approach to like interviewing people and really getting to know them behind the scenes. But the reason I want to work on it is because you guys are passionate about the show, and it's obviously a passion project. I've always wanted to learn more about podcasts, and this is one of my favorite ones. So I literally. It's actually really funny. We have like an email chain that goes back like 50 emails. And the way I got through to Sim, am I allowed to tell this, how I did it?
Yeah, absolutely. But Derek, but this my friend Derek is here to judge it before we get to Derek. So what do you think so far? How is she answering the question so far?
I really like her.
You like her so far? So far, so good?
Yeah.
All right, can we keep going?
Yeah.
Or do you want to comment so far?
I'm hesitant.
Hesitant to comment?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll keep going. Your character, Derek. How do you think she's performing so far with this official interview? The first interview. You still have to pass the second interview.
No. I mean, so far okay. I've never heard anyone call Sim grounded before. So that's
interesting. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea for you to be here, Derek.
Yeah.
All right, continue with what you were saying. You have 50 people or something.
Yeah. Okay. So the way I got to Sim. So I was listening to the podcast. This is very bizarre, but I was listening to the podcast and I was thinking about internships and I was like. Holy shit, why don't I just reach out to Unqualified? Like, I love the people there. That would be so fun.
Do you remember which episode it was?
It was the Katie Couric episode. I was listening to it, and I was like, oh shit, like, this is... Oh, it was a great interview, too, because, like, Katie Couric...
That's fireworks. The background. We're that outside means, a USC game. Tailgating.
You know what that means? That means I'm supposed to go in the game.
No, it's not. Yeah. We're not done with this interview. All continue.
Right. So Katie Couric's episode. And what was cool about that episode was she wasn't like Katie Couric. I don't know. There's like an interview, I think, character that people do. And then there's like obviously their authentic self. And Katie Couric was so cool to see her in that setting because... Like when she did like the cheerleader song, like I know my shit. Like when she did like the whole like cheerleader thing, I was like, oh, this is so fun.
Okay, so far, you know what? I really like that response. She noticed that we can break down guests and show a side of guests that they normally don't exhibit.
Well, I think we're giving ourselves too much credit. I don't think we break down anybody. I think that people either come with sort of an openness of spirit or they feel a little jarred by the. Like my raunchiness or my, you know what I mean? Like it's a deceptively intimate format. And so I think that, don't you think?
Like, no, I do. But I also feel like you make them feel comfortable right from the very beginning. As soon as they enter,
because
I feel like you disarm them. Exactly. But it doesn't matter. It's still, you're very disarming and you make them comfortable right away. And like, it doesn't really feel like we're recording right now. Does it to you?
These are the times when it's so hard for me to tell you to fuck off.
So you don't have to. Let's keep going.
Are you ready to bow down to the queen that is Anna Faris?
Ooh, I decided to have a little fun with her and see, like, let me see how she can, like, handle, like, a little weird curveball question.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No.
I'm just kidding. You're not ready.
I actually thought that was a good answer until you meant it sarcastically.
Yes.
Because I think you need to actually step up to the plate when you go in there.
Oh.
Yeah, she likes to have her feet rubbed. Are you willing to rub her feet?
Anna, yes, sure. Whatever you need.
Have you seen her feet yet?
I don't know if she has feet. I have no idea.
Okay, interesting. She loves to have her drink always full. Are you always ready to keep her drink full without her asking?
Like a perfect waiter. I'll just be there, chilled bottle of water, whether it's bubble water, straight up still water, Brita filtered 3 times. Okay. I'm there. I'm on.
Good answer. She requires her interns to be her personal bathroom attendants while she's in her personal residence bathroom in her bedroom. Are you willing to do that?
I'm pretty bold. So
you will have to have a sort of like a craft service little table set up with gum and mints and what else? Perfumes.
Is there toilet paper handing off as part of this? Like,
of course, the bathroom attendant. Are you willing?
Sorry? Yes, continue. Go ahead.
I feel like I was like we channeling, like our brains have melded into one.
Really? Interesting. Okay, let me keep going. Let me keep going.
What about for Sim?
Ooh, interesting.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Yes, it's inappropriate, Derek. Right. This is an official interview.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Okay. All right. We'll edit that out.
Sometimes I need to, you know, establish that you know you have to know where.
What did he say?
Something about will you do the same for Sim? And that's just gross. That can't happen.
You mean be your bathroom attendant?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Derek was trying to be funny, but he doesn't realize that he's being incredibly inappropriate.
Well, he could definitely have led into, though, how you, like, need, like, the Pentagon surrounding you before you go to the bathroom. Like, you have to have, like, 18 walls of security because...
Why the fuck would you fucking say that?
We've talked about this before.
We've never talked about this. No, yes, we've talked about this outside of the podcast, but I've always said that we can never talk about this on the podcast.
Dear listeners, my friend Sim has a problem admitting that his body needs to evacuate liquids and solids.
This is terrible. I'm going to keep going now.
Unbelievable, this guy. Unbelievable.
Would you stop laughing? We have to continue with this. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally cutting that out.
It's fun because he won't.
I don't think he's edited anything out from any episode.
I love it.
Oh, he's totally wrong about that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I need to edit out a bunch, especially with this episode.
Oh, fuck off.
So disappointed.
On podcasts when they're like, oh, no, we'll just edit it out.
Yeah,
but you're listening to it, so you're like, they didn't edit it out.
Anything out.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to leave the last question for Derek. You're going to ask her one question, and then I'm going to let you ask me 2 questions, and that'll be the end of the interview.
Pow, pow.
I like how you said the end of the interview. I feel like that's something I would do.
What did I do? I missed that.
The end of our interview.
That was me slurring my words because I've been drinking all day.
I know. And that's something that you are always so kind with me because I do that all the time.
I don't even notice because I do the same thing.
That's because you never listen.
I know.
It's a good one. Let's see. What makes you a better candidate for this internship than anyone else they've ever had before on the podcast?
Well, Derek, you know, he actually runs a business. He's an accomplished architect.
I like this.
Way more qualified to hire people than me. So I'm glad that I had him next to me.
I like this.
Yeah.
Perseverance. I'm going to say perseverance because I really have like emailed you a million times because I like actually want to work on this project. And I don't really... It's more, and I know a lot of people say this, but it's like really more about like learning and like being exposed to like, I don't know, interesting people, creative people, and having the opportunity to like help something that I truly enjoy. So I think that's a big part of it. But yeah, no, I think it's just like perseverance. Like I could have like been like, oh shit, it's not gonna work out, and that's fine. But like, even if I can like help out in any kind of way, like I'm down.
What about Sims dry cleaning? How important
good question.
Is
that to you? Yes. Because you do realize what an intern does.
Yeah. Sim. Yeah, I'd do it. Sure.
You know who Sim is, right?
That's you.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
You're really getting a kick out of Derek. You're really getting a kick out of him.
I really am.
All right, let me continue. All right, well, okay, so now we're going to get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Derek, I mean, by we, meaning Derek and I.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if you make it through to part two, which is the interview with Anna.
I just pictured her, like, at the end of a really long table, the big chair, and a cigar, and she just slowly turns around as you say that, and everything turns to black and white. And I was like, oh,
I do have one more question. What's Anna's favorite topic of discussion?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
That is a good question. How much she hates dating magicians, or how much she like detests.
That's really good. She actually listens to the show. Unlike you, Derek.
Have you
ever listened to our show?
I do listen to the show. I have a different answer. I have a different answer than
you're
that.
Such a fucking piece.
I'm not interviewing for this, by the way.
But ever listened to
yes,
my show?
Yes, I have.
You're
but I have a different answer.
Name three guests we've had.
Oh damn.
I listened to your very first.
Oh, yeah?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Allison Janney.
Okay, which is no longer there, which was over a year ago.
I do, but she just did another one.
Did you listen to that?
Yes.
You're such
I
a
listened to
liar.
The first part of the first one.
There you go. You listened to the first 10 seconds.
No, that is not true.
Yeah. You are not a good friend.
I'm a great friend.
Are we growing apart? Is this
no,
what happens?
We're not growing
Anna apart. Talks about it all the time. We're growing apart. Are you noticing a friendship breakup here?
I feel like you want him to get in a hot tub with a sunburn.
Wow. This is a low blow. But I had a different answer to that question, which was more generic, which is Anna's favorite topic to discuss is herself.
Oh interesting.
Damn.
Oh my god. Wow.
That's very true.
Wow.
You don't think that's true?
Do you realize?
That's totally
because
true.
I have to edit this part out now, too.
Yeah.
Because then she will hate you forever if I keep this in.
Yeah. Anna loves me.
Look at this.
Anna loves me.
He's a cocky son of a bitch. This is what happens when you go to USC. You just get cockier and cockier.
So true.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't disagree. There are a lot of cocky people here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get to the game.
So
Nina,
cocky
thank you for coming in.
You're proud of your right, cockiness.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't say proud.
Oh, sure.
We kind of enjoy it. We have a swagger about us. Is that cockiness? We have a little bit of a swagger.
Yeah, it's like when I like describe myself as a narcissist. It's like it's a brag.
Right.
It's like I don't really, and it's you're totally the same way. I am proud that you don't have like a USC like license plate placard.
Oh yeah, no, that's no way. I can't.
There's no way to get game with that. I'm serious.
I have no idea. Maybe. Who knows?
Have you ever been tempted? Have you ever done it? You've totally done it.
In college, yeah. In college. I didn't. After college, I took it down.
And what kind of car did you have in college? I need a good visual of you driving around at like USC with your USC placard, California plates.
Freshman year, I had a Camaro. With t-tops and I thought I was so cool.
I mean that was like 1988. That's fucking cool.
1988. It was 1995. But I got rid of it. I couldn't drive it. Like,
and
yeah.
Were you, but you kind of kept, you kept like the whole placard thing, right?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. I just put it on the next car.
Is it on your car right now? And
no,
I noticed.
No, of course not. Why would I do that? There's no way. I don't have like a USC alumni thing. No. Of course.
Are you
not.
Sure? You
yes.
Look really guilty right now.
I don't. But I do have. I have.
You look so guilty.
No, but I have those like little banner things that I place in my office.
To be proud of your alma mater is awesome.
Yeah, just like you're proud of your alma mater now, UW, because they're amazing at football.
I know. I don't.
You completely re-jumped onto that bandwagon.
Isn't that awful? I admit it. It's awful. I can be a very much a fair weather fan.
Yeah.
It's because I like sports, but I don't love the sport viewing enough to commit to feeling bad when a team that I'm that I feel somewhat loyal to loses constantly.
It makes perfect sense, and it's a very honest assessment.
I'd rather have a picnic in Griffith Park.
Completely. I get
really?
It. No, I don't get it.
No, it makes me lame.
No, but here's the thing. If you love a team as much as... Because you're not a real sports fan. That's okay. It's fine.
That felt like a little dig.
It wasn't meant to be a dig. I'm just saying it's fine. If you have an allegiance to your team, you will be with that team through thick and thin.
I like it when people are playing at their best. Is that so bad?
And that's the only time you show up.
I don't want to see the understudy on Broadway. I want to see the lead who's been cast, and that's why I paid $2,500 fucking bucks to see the lead, not the understudy. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Would you pay $2,500 to see Hamilton on Broadway?
I don't know. Would you?
I know Amy would. She's obsessed with Hamilton. But tickets are...
I would pay for Amy and I to go together.
No, will you pay for me as well?
Nope.
Because I don't even, but I don't
Chris.
Even think, I don't
Amy
even
and
think.
I are going to have a hot date in New York. I'm going to like splurge. We're going to stay at like the Ritz-Carlton.
Do you have any
we're
idea?
We're
going to
go out for oysters and we're going to have like a fabulous, we're going to fly first class.
Oh, I'm definitely editing this out. I'm completely editing all of this out.
No, you're staying back in LA. That's what you're doing. You're going to be editing.
Probably. That's probably what's going to happen. Okay, so here's what's going to happen right now. We're going to bring in Nina, are you ready to meet her for the first time?
Where is she? Is she waiting outside? Well, I'm scared. What if she's like... I'm not scared for me. I'm scared for her. What if she's like going to get hit by a car or something? Where is she?
Well, what I was going to do
she's
is...
Like
well, what I was
down from the attic?
What I was going to do, I was going to edit it to seem like she was going to come in.
Oh.
And then we would be like, okay, let's see her. And then I was going to stop it. But now that you just completely divulged to our listening audience that she's not
they
here
They deserve
yet,
the truth, right, dear listeners? We've always given... Pretty much the truth, sort of, like a version of the truth.
I was just looking for a nice little editing point to make it kind of seamless, but would you rather have this meandering of us kind of talking while we wait for her, or should I just stop it right now and then play it when she arrives?
Fine.
I'm going to stop it right now.
I think I sort of hear what you're saying in that... I don't know. I mean, when I don't know. I don't know, Sim. This is like...
It's all new for me anyways. This is all new for me. All this... Yeah, but this is all... It's weird because I never thought I would ever receive any type of attention at all. And the past year has been really, really fucking weird on so many levels.
Like how? Will you tell us?
Like being recognized for the first time?
And? How does that make you feel?
It was a cool feeling. Did I tell you what happened?
Well, yeah, but I don't think our listeners know.
So this happened, I guess, maybe a month ago where I went to a flywheel class because I just love spin. It was my first flywheel class. And I showed up 2 minutes before it was about to start. I jumped onto my bike. And there was
were you
a
like first row, third row.
I was in the second row. They just place you wherever.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. And there was a girl sitting next to me, and she looked at me and she smiled, and then she started talking to me, and I thought maybe I knew her and I just didn't place her. And she said, "By the way, I just want you to know that I was listening to the Whitney Cummings episode on the way over, and I love the show so much. I think you and Anna are doing such a great job." And I was just like, "Whoa!" First of all, she wouldn't know what I look like unless she followed either. Unqualified's Twitter or their Instagram, or they follow you or me or whatever. So it was strange to have that for the first time where, because I've been recognized with you because they love the podcast and then they see me. It's like, oh, and you're Sim, because they make that association. But this was the first time where I was all by myself without you.
It's a weird head rush, isn't it?
It's so strange. It was so surreal because I tried to play it off like, oh, you know, it happens to me all the time. But I was just like, and I was nice. I was like, oh, really nice to meet you. But what this young woman didn't know is that inside, like the entire spin class, I was on this complete adrenaline. I spun my heart out. It was amazing. I felt fucking great.
Yeah,
it's strange. It was like this weird
Dizzy. And that's also why it's really poisoning, I think, too. For, you know,
yeah.
I mean, not necessarily for us doing a podcast or whatever, but for people who are experiencing fame on a massive level, it can be really poisoning, because you can't help but drink it in and believe that you're somehow better than other people.
I believe that because I'm 39, because we're 39, and believe me, I'll never get any kind of fame. The only fame I'll ever get is because of this association with the podcast and my association to you, which is a minimal amount of fame, which is perfect. I don't even want any fame. I just want this to be the best podcast, as you know, as a producer. But at the same time, I also realize that any type of attention that I am getting right now, I can completely keep it under check, because I am 39 and I've seen fame come and go with a bunch of friends over the past 20 plus years since I've been in LA. And it's tough sometimes. It's tough to handle. So I think, you know, I don't know. Go ahead.
I think that it's incredibly addictive. And I think that it would be like foolish to not recognize how addictive it is. And that's why so many people crave it. Not even the idea of being an actor or a musician or whatever, but truly just the simple idea of being famous alone. And I think there's instant adoration and validation in a way that maybe you didn't get from your peers or your parents or whatever. But so it does become something that I think people clearly grapple with.
I know.
But I don't think that it's not embarrassing for me at this stage in my life to admit that, yeah, I like some things about it. I like how people like me. That feels really good. Strangers that, you know, I didn't really feel that growing up, and in high school and in college, I sure didn't feel like that. And so it feels really good to have people like me and relate to me, and I'm really appreciative of those things. But I also feel like, man, am I going to be in my 50s and 60s and craving what I've lost
right.
in terms of fame?
Right, right. And you, like, and you, do you think about that?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Does Chris think about that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that.
Do you ever talk to Chris about that?
No, that's it. That's a good conversation topic because I just want to feel prepared.
You feel like it's inevitable.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. But I want to just be cool. I just want to be in a place in my life where I'm like, oh, this comes as a relief now. Like, I don't want that as much, or I want to like live in peace and have like, you know, a bunch of raspberry bushes.
Can you give me an equivalent?
Slaughter turkeys.
Give me an equivalent of an actor right now who is probably in their 60s, maybe 50s, 60s, or 70s, who you feel like had this great career and they're just leaving it behind gracefully, and they'll always be considered legends. The type of career that you would want to emulate as you move on to your golden years.
Oh God, it's trickier for women. I mean, it would be amazing to be, somebody who could eventually sort of pick and choose and do one
right.
like, glorious movie every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And then just take time off, you know, and just like live in happy solitude with.
And then pick and choose love. Projects. If there's something was offered to you that's compelling, you would do.
Yeah, but I think that's an ideal that sounds like it's true, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know, like, incredibly, like, well-connected Italian director or something.
Right.
I don't know. What about you?
Well, hopefully, we'll be doing this podcast when we're both 70.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Nobody's going to want to hear. Do you want to hear my 70-year-old voice?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Sam. Your old man voice is better than my
is
old
it?
Lady voice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Who's our next caller? Do we still call people? I don't know. What the fuck? Who? You know what I was thinking, though,
yeah.
about? if we have self-driving cars, that means we can design our own interior. It can be a completely different structure than the car as we know it.
So you can have like your own like mobile living room.
Totally.
Right.
So I was thinking like a massage chair on my way to work.
But here's the thing though. I don't think you can fully enjoy a massage if you're in motion.
We're going to be slightly elevated. Levitated.
Wait, how is that technology possible? So you want a levitated
take
motion?
Mulholland. My shoulders are super tight, right, Zoltron?
Zoltron is the name of the...
my robot masseuse. That's, I'm going to work. To Warner Brothers. Easy peasy.
Hey,
bless them.
Hey, if Dave Cole, if you're out there, hey, at Dave Cole, DAVKOLL, one of our favorite designers of fan art for Unqualified, can you please put together a picture of Anna on her way to work? Let's say she's going to mom in a self-driving car.
Mom, and this is year, what, 2024?
So this is, how many years of mom will this be now?
Oh, God, a long fucking time.
It'll be like season 18 of mom.
Yep. Great-great-grandma.
Right. And can you please design it so it's, you see the robot masseuse named Voltron giving Anna a massage on her way to work.
And please have him tell me how tense I am.
Yes.
Because there's nothing more satisfying
right.
when a masseuse tells you that you're tense.
If you want to, hey, Dave Cole, at Dave Cole, if you want to do this as a comic strip, feel free. You know, there are no limitations here, but we're asking you nicely and politely if we can see that.
Yeah. And oh my God, wouldn't that be great? Like, I'll just have like an IV of espresso.
Do you want that in the comic?
Yeah. An IV of espresso.
Wait, ask Dave. Ask Dave for it.
Dave, would you mind like in like having a, I'm hooked up to an IV of an espresso.
This is so great. We could ask for anything right now and Dave's going to do it.
I only have four lines left because I can't remember anything anymore.
Oh, someone's here.
Oh, I think it might be Chris.
Okay.
Hi, honey.
All right, I'll stop it right now.
Okay.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
She's outside right now. She's coming in and she knows you're in a busy mood.
Hey, how are you?
Why don't you sit down over here?
This is, sorry, I just
washed
my hands.
This is Nina, this is Anna. Have a seat.
Sure. This is awesome.
And you can put these. You can put this headset on if you want.
Sam, do you
want
to offer our guest something?
Do you want to? You want some water or anything?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Put some water in the way up. So I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, good. A little, I feel a little bit under the weather. I'm working on this drawing.
What is it?
It's Sim and I.
Oh, this is
why
perfect.
Do you laugh?
No, it's, Anna, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Here, move the mic closer to you.
Yeah, and you feel free to put on headphones if you feel like it. Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is great. This is very official.
Right? I know. It's a level of intimacy that is deceptive.
Your house is insanely cool.
Oh, God, that's so sweet.
It's rad.
I feel like it's a weird amalgamation of, like, my fucked up shit and Chris's fucked up shit. Wait till you see all the dead animals around.
No way. Like heads and stuff?
Yeah.
You do not seem jazzed about that.
I am. I do really like it, but other people are routinely freaked out.
I was outside and I got looks from people because I was like running around because there's no service up here.
Oh no, yeah. Right? Sorry.
Oh no, I'm super tough and strong, so it's
fine. Hey, okay, so Nina, wait, give me a little background. So
sure.
You guys met. I know that you've been in contact with Sim, and you guys officially met at the tailgate party.
Yeah,
USC. Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you? I know that you're interested in potentially having an internship with us.
Cool.
Okay, so I have a few questions for you. Sim, will you find the page?
Yeah.
You should keep working on that drawing. It's great.
Thank you. Already. A+.
A plus already? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is awesome, too.
This is the kind of shit that I have to deal with all the fucking time.
Well, this is the kind of shit that hopefully if she gets the internship, she'll have to deal with all the time.
Sweet comeback, Sim. Thank you. I like that willingness.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Okay, now, we've never actually interviewed an intern before.
I've never been interviewed to be... That's not true. I'm lying. Sorry. That's not a good start. Keep going.
I like your truthfulness.
Okay.
You have interviewed before.
I've done it once or twice.
Wait, is this really your first interview? Let's be honest here.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I'm, like, really nervous, you know?
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
But...
A lot of big cars driving up here. I was like, okay. It's like they had like a Mercedes. Like my
I know,
Mercedes.
Big cars in like small streets.
Wait, are you really nervous? Seriously?
No, not super nervous.
Who would
it's healthy.
Be?
It's healthy
I'm
to be nervous,
nervous right now.
Yeah, no, but I wanted... No, but seriously, is this your first interview for an internship? Because if it is, that's awesome.
I don't really know. I'm sure I've interviewed for stuff before, but it was like much less casual.
But for
it was like, hey,
but for an internship.
Intern? High five. Okay, cool. Like,
I can't... Okay. I have to break character immediately. I was gonna be like bitchy Anna, but I can't do it anymore.
She's really sweet, isn't she? I told you.
Yes, I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna be like, and then eventually like, but no, you're lovely, and I can't do it anymore.
Anna,
I told. I went outside and I told her that
I was in a bad mood.
Oh my,
I know.
Wait, you're not actually in a bad mood?
No.
Oh my god,
I'm
still
so
believed
sorry.
It. I thought you were just being.
By the way, I did a good job, didn't I?
Yeah, you
I
scared totally... the shit. Wait, can I just fill in really quick since this
dick,
wall
right?
is down? Curtains pulled back. I'm out in front of Anna's courtyard. Never been here before. This is like Sunset Boulevard, like the film from the 20s. I'm like, who is this woman in this house?
Like, you might get murdered.
Well,
right?
And then Sim opens a door. The courtyard is pitch black, and it's like there's like a hose and a fountain, and it's dripping
God,
like
I'm
a little
so
bit.
Sorry.
And Sim walks out. He goes, Anna and I just got in a fight, and my heart is breaking, and I want to cry. He didn't say that. I'm adding things.
I was gonna say there's no way in hell I would ever say that.
But he comes out. He's like, Anna's not in a good mood. I'm so sorry, but she still wants to do the interview. So, and of course, I'm out there like shitting my pants because I'm like,
I'm
okay.
So sorry.
No, but I'm down to like do characters if you guys want.
Okay, okay, good. It's just that, yes, no, we had like a whole, and then I was going to break character
right.
and be like, I'm actually not like, but yeah. Hey,
yeah,
anyway.
Sorry, listeners, for taking you on this journey that we didn't fulfill
but,
for you.
Can I still ask you?
Oh my God, like, do it. Let's jump back into character.
Okay, okay, great.
That's fine.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is Anna Ferris. I'm in a bad mood tonight.
I'm parched. Sorry. I'm nervous.
Okay. Hey, Sim. Can you get our perspective? Or Donovan? No,
we can't go to Donovan right now.
Okay, fine. But do you want like a La Croix or a glass of wine or a glass of...
We can't give her a glass of wine.
Okay, fine.
I'm a kid. Sorry.
Okay, child.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here are the questions that I was going to ask you mm-hmm. as Grumpy Anna.
Grana. Sorry.
Grana.
Grana the piranha. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, let's go.
I'm going to try to avoid eye contact because that's what Grumpy Anna does.
Okay, I'll just look at this box of tissues.
Okay, great. All right, so Nina, that's your name, right?
My real name is Christina, but yeah.
That's cool.
Nina.
What's your favorite vowel?
A-E-I-O-U, A, because my mom's name starts with an A.
That's cool, yeah.
It's sweet, right?
And you've got a couple of them in your given name.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh. I do as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Okay, tell me about your biggest failure in life and how you overcame it.
Sorry. sorry.
I know, this is crying. You're worse.
The biggest failure I've ever had is in the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. We had these things called Rube Goldberg projects, and they were these projects. Do you guys know what those are?
No.
Rube Goldberg was a scientist, I believe, and he made these...
Just noting that you make me feel small.
A Rube Goldberg project is where you set one thing in motion and it sets a bunch of other things in motion.
Like a butterfly effect.
It is like the butterfly effect project. So we built this whole tower and it was really intricate. And my only job was to put the marble
thing.
And it stopped halfway through and we got a C on our project.
Yeah. And it would have been so satisfying to see the whole thing.
It is the most satisfying thing to see the whole thing work.
Oh, man.
That's real. That's a sad story.
Yeah, but
that's a good answer.
Yeah, you guys want a better bummer? Great,
really good answer.
I've got another better bummer.
Yeah.
What was the question? Biggest failure? I had a crush on a boy for years.
Ooh, I love this.
And before every... And I was thinking about this the other day because it's the most crazy girl thing to do. And before every baseball game, this is middle school. Like, I wasn't that young. Before every baseball game, I would go to this place called Knob Hill, which is like a Jewel Osco or a CVS. And I would get him this specific candy bar.
Oh, my God. You're what was the so candy bar? Speaking my language.
It was a Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Nice.
Cody
Good
Marshall,
choice.
If you're listening to this, this is for you. But you're not, so I don't give a shit. And then I would go to his games and be like, I'd like stand on the fence and be like, hey, Cody, I got you this all alone on my bike. And then I would just bike away. I wouldn't even stay for the game.
I have bought every single one of my boyfriends, whether it's ice cream.
You bought your boy?
Oh, yeah. Like, I did the same thing. Like,
awful.
Like, is there anything I can do? What's the easiest way to get this person to like me?
And maybe it is
through candy or ice cream, or then eventually, you know, expensive dinners and homes. And
Yeah, it was. That's like a sore spot.
But it's okay. I do think that that is a story that so many people can relate to.
Oh, my God.
And no, I know that guys...
Not me.
Okay, Sam.
But it's so...
I wish there was a girl in... Whatever, how old were you?
I was probably 11 or 12.
Yeah, I had no 11-year-old, 12-year-old girls giving me cookies and cream chocolate bars.
But there probably was, but you didn't, pay attention. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no.
At least I was the person who was like, oh, yeah, I guess the one person likes me is that nerdy girl who's wearing braces. And he's, trying to buy me ice milk.
How many years did you have braces?
I had braces for 3 years, but I also had headgear and retainers.
No way.
Yeah. Oof. Look at these pearly, sort of whites.
Straight, real straight.
What do you think? You have great teeth.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel like they're crooked. I put my retainer in and it hurts, you know? Oh. And I'm like, my orthodontist won't be very pleased. But it's fine in pictures, so
who
cares?
Look really beautiful. Dear listeners, Nina's teeth look beautiful. We're going to check that off the list in terms of internship qualifications. Teeth.
Let's keep going with the questions.
Okay. You are traveling around the world.
Love it.
In the Queen Elizabeth II. What are your must-see cities?
I really want to go to Cape Town, South Africa, because they have great white shark diving and a lion park where you can hold baby lions. So that's cool. My parents met skiing as ski instructors. So there's this place in Chile called Portillo that's a really cool kind of mountain resort, which is where they met. So I would probably go there because it's kind of cool.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty rad. And then I kind of want to go to Amsterdam or Switzerland. Like one of the European...
Switzerland's a little landlocked-y.
Yeah, it's a little...
With the QE2. But we could definitely make a stop at Amsterdam. You could take the train easily over to Bern or something.
Yep.
Sounds like a great plan. Keep going with the questions.
You want to go on a trip? Is this there's a
but
retreat?
But no tropical place?
Oh, for sure. There's a place in Mexico called Sayulita that's really cool.
I don't know that. Nina.
What's another? Okay.
You're fucking smoking me.
Okay, no, I've got a good one. I'd love to go to Fiji. And I did, wait, tropical place?
Fiji's awesome. But is Sim, but Sim has a place in Bali. He goes there all the time.
Bali's awesome.
That's cool. Right. My brother lived there for a little bit.
Really? Where?
Yeah. In Bali.
What part, do you know?
Name a couple places. Name surf spots.
Ubud. Oh, okay. Surf spots. Maybe Seminyak, Uluwatu.
Uluwatu.
Oh, cool.
That's where he lived.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I'm sort of grossed out by the two of you right now.
Keep going with the questions.
Like a disgusting amount of pretension.
This is global
pretension.
Anytime you feel pretension, just tell me and I'll tell you a terrible, terrible story that's happened to me.
Okay.
That'll just bring me right back down. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, question number three, as a potential intern. Are bathroom breaks important to you on a scale of 1 to 10? How strong is your bladder?
Oh my God. I have to pee so badly in this moment.
Oh my God.
Driving up, I was like,
Oh my God, poor thing. Go pee.
No, I'm not going.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to go pee and then Anna and I are going to talk about you.
Yes.
God.
And then we'll let you, we're going to talk about you for like 3 minutes.
There's a bathroom right there.
And then we'll let you know when it's time.
And you'll be able to hear us.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's not going to be that bad.
It's right over there. Yeah, make a right.
I'm pretty tough and strong.
Make a right. Right. Oh. Yeah, there. Okay. All right, so.
She's fucking smart.
Hey.
Nina, you're fucking smart.
Would you say, let's have a serious conversation right now about her.
She's really smart and awesome.
She's already been doing a little bit of work for me. She's been helping me with some stuff.
Yeah.
And she's doing a pretty good job.
I really think she's fucking cool. She's really fucking smart and sophisticated and funny and... I don't know. She seems really cool.
Okay. How many more questions do you have for her?
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. So then why don't we do this? When she comes back, we have to end the interview then. Then let's just, you tell her what you think, and then you decide if you want to hire her on as an intern.
What?
Yes. We have to let her know.
Well, I mean, we can't, we're not offering her any money. What if she doesn't want to accept?
Okay. Like, then do you want me to ask her?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
so.
All right, fine. Then I'll say that, you know, we had this chat. She's probably still in the bathroom. Should I call for her now? Oh, she's done. I heard a flush.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, come on up. Come on. All right. So... Anyways,
during that tailgate party.
Okay.
What did you think of Sim and his friend? Because I think they're both incredibly obnoxious.
Much taller in person than I thought. You're like 6'3".
I'm not 6'3", but I'm like
way tall, dude.
He's tall.
I'm not that tall. All right, well,
very nice. I was obviously intimidated because he had a friend who was like, I'm going to screen you. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, like, let's do it.
Was he intimidated?
Think they were like fucking jerks?
He never took his glasses off. So I was like, where's the soul?
No, wait. What are you talking about? You're talking about my friend.
Yeah, yeah. No, you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I wasn't wearing any glasses.
I trusted
you. Yeah, there you go.
It was the other guy. I didn't know who he was.
Derek. He's an untrustworthy man. No, he's a good guy.
He's super sweet. Good teeth.
Yeah.
Nice teeth.
Yeah.
That's the best compliment we can give to Derek.
Derek is a sweetheart.
It's
Everyone
so
loves
funny because when we did the thing, he was like, Anna loves me.
wait, what?
Remember?
Huh?
When we did when we recorded the thing at the tailgate.
Yes.
I remember him being like, Anna loves me.
Anna does love Derek. Anna loves all my friends, I think. No, she doesn't. She hates a couple. I'm not going to mention who.
This is why I'm an actress. No, Derek, I like you, even though I know you'll never, ever listen to this.
Yeah, he's not going to listen to it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Sim and I have known each other for a really long time, and I've known a lot of his friends for a really long time, and you've known a lot of my friends, but you guys all met during, like, a lot of your fraternity years.
Right.
Like, and that's probably the crowd you were exposed to a little bit of.
Right now?
Well, no, back in on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday?
Yeah, the tailgate.
Yeah.
But you're probably exposed to that crowd now. Are you in a sorority?
Yeah, how do you like USC? How is it?
Well, it's like crazy for me because So I'm a junior at school. And so for the first 2 years, I was in Chicago at an art school, which is a very different vibe. So coming here, it's like much more the traditional college experience.
Yeah. That's got to be so jarring.
It's, I mean, it's very jarring. It's fine now. And I'm in the film school, which is very like artistic.
Hell yeah. I'm so proud of you, by the way.
Thanks. It's like a crazy.
I don't know you, but I'm proud of you.
Thanks. No, I really.
Just because you're. It's, SC film.
It's scary. But I don't go to fraternities or sororities. It's not really my vibe. My roommate is actually in a sorority, and a lot of her friends are super, super cool. But I never, like, go to frat parties or anything because it's really, like, intense. I went to a party a couple weekends ago, Halloween weekend, and I had a bottle of wine, and I tried to walk in, and he was like, I'm sorry, you can't bring your own alcohol in here. And I was like, whoa, like, do you, he's like, we have alcohol inside. And I was like, no, like, that's creepy. Like, I want to bring my wine in. So he was like, no. So
are you serious?
Yeah. So I hid it in a bush. I went in,
nice.
Didn't drink their shitty beer, your natty ice. And then I just like danced for like 2 songs, left, got my wine. And then like we all did yoga in the park.
I
gotta say,
good.
I think things are changing for the worse then, because when I was in school, it was a different deal.
Really?
I mean, we were
could rape easy.
No.
Oh my God. My God. No, that's not what I meant.
No, I don't mean to.
I don't want to.
I was making a really funny rape joke, Sim.
I had a great time. I was lucky that I was in a house that where I'm still very close to my best friends are best friends of 20 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What frat were you in?
I was a Phi Psi.
Oh, you were in Phi Psi?
Yeah.
There were some cool guys there.
All right, that's good. I'm glad we're, you know.
One of them's on my improv team, and he'll probably hear this.
Really?
But the problem that I always had was that I wanted so desperately to be accepted by that culture. Mm-hmm. I
really?
Totally wanted fraternity guys to like me. Mm. I wanted to be in a sorority. I lived in the dorms. I was like, you know, whatever, a little stoner rat. My defense position was, I hate this. But yet, I would go to fraternity parties and want to be liked.
Right.
And
really?
Yeah.
I get that.
It's hard to not want.
Did you grow up as a tomboy? Were you a tomboy?
Well, I would have liked to have viewed myself as a tomboy, because I think that gives the impression that I would have been athletic and like good at things.
Yeah.
I was just short and. Not all that cute.
Yeah. Amazing.
And angry. Yeah. So if that qualifies as tomboy, which it probably doesn't.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to University of Washington.
Oh, you're a Husky.
I'm a Husky.
That's awesome.
Wait, you don't listen to the podcast?
I didn't. Of course I do.
Oh, interesting.
I don't talk that much about the Huskies.
I didn't know you went to Washington.
So, Nina, how many podcast episodes have you listened to?
Oh, my God.
I gotta go. I hear my car still running.
I don't think I ever talk about Huskies that much. I don't really talk about
Have you? I think you've mentioned a bunch that you went to UW.
Not really.
Really?
I don't think I do.
It's a great school.
Thanks.
Well, they're doing well in football right now.
Yeah, they're cool. They wear purple. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, purple's a
purple. I'm wearing purple right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we do have to wrap it up. Do you have any more questions for Nina before we have to let her go?
Okay. Tell us.
The rapid fire. Do whatever.
Well, if you wanted to leave leave us and our listeners with some significant impressions about you. I know that's a huge question, and it could be anything from like your favorite color or your sign or your first car or like all the stuff that we do or what you're passionate about or what you love or hate about Los Angeles or what you love and hate about the United States of America or the world.
Let's talk tomorrow.
Or anything.
That is a big question.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm an asshole.
I'm a fucking jerk.
It's totally fine. I definitely believe in like putting good out and getting good back, and not in like a grabby way, but in like I think that people a lot of times will like react before. This goes into like the LA thing too. I really like LA, but I think people react before they think sometimes, and that stresses me out.
Yes,
and I see it a lot in this city, and I don't know why, but like that's always like one thing that always bothered me is like people would get really mad really quickly without thinking about how you can kind of choose how to feel about things, unless it's something so like incensing.
Performance almost element?
Yeah. It's like everyone's a victim, kind of. Like when you're standing in line and it's like, yeah, it's shitty you're in line, but like you don't have to be so mad about it. Like you're gonna be in line anyway, just deal with it. Talk to someone next to you, like be kind to people. So I always like that always bothers me. Like when I see people in traffic who are just short, I'm like, okay, maybe you're gonna be late, but you're already gonna be late, so just like enjoy your music and drive. And that's not to say that I don't have like shitty days, but yeah, I think people sometimes react too quickly, and I think that there's like an element of like awareness that you can just be like, oh, maybe I'm not gonna say this thing to this person because I haven't taken a second to think about it and I might regret it.
Yes, I like the idea of making the best out of not the necessarily the easiest situations, and I say that like qualifying it with being in America, living in California, and
yeah, like, exactly,
in an incredible place or whatever, right, where the sun always fucking shines. But yes, so it sort of compounds it. It's like, why you're honking, you're slamming your horn,
yeah,
for 17 seconds at 8:17 in the morning, and I keep thinking like, man, I'm so glad I'm not in the passenger seat with you.
Right. Seriously, though, it makes me so mad when I am. And it's just like, okay, like they cut you off. They're gone. Who cares?
Right. Move on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're fine. You're like, I genuinely think like if you wake up in the morning and you're healthy and you're ready to go, like you have nothing to be like, unless something again,
it's,
like,
you know, really it's impressive happen. That she has this kind of outlook at
like
life. And
I
she's
like
only
that.
A junior in college. It's impressive. Impressive.
I'm just a kid, guys.
Yeah. No, but I like that because there's a lot. It's like you were saying, it's easy to be a victim anywhere you go.
Totally.
And I like it that the idea of like, you know what? No.
Well, and you notice too when other people are kind of just like a little, not even like, yeah, a little bit more relaxed, but just like kind of, I don't know. It also like, I think thinking that way too also helps like weed those people out, because I run into a lot of people who react too quickly.
Hi, we have a special guest here.
Nina, this is my husband Chris.
Hey, Mr. Pratt.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm Nina. Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nina's doing a podcast
on the radio
interview.
Yeah. Yes. Do I call you Mr. Pratt or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm still in that weird zone of like, I don't know whether to call people.
You can
like
call me Chris.
I don't know.
Or Pratt. People call me. Most people call me Pratt.
I was just asking
or
her
Star-Lord.
About what. Do you want to sit down for a sec?
Yeah,
do you feel like it? Okay.
I love you, but the Seahawks are playing right now.
Okay.
Oh,
but
go
ahead.
Did they just start?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Hi,
and
buddy.
Russell Wilson just threw like a 55-yard bomb, and then.
You're kidding.
Rolled out for a touchdown.
He's so
awesome.
Like ran a touchdown.
That's amazing. I have, you know, we have Anna and I have him on our fantasy team.
Yeah, he's gonna do really well today.
Where are you watching the game?
I'm just upstairs.
Okay.
Hey, partner. Hi.
Hi, Jack. How's it going? Oh, really?
Smell like a puppy.
Oh.
Right, well,
stinky puppy.
Here.
Okay. All right.
Later,
I
Pratt.
Love you, honey.
Yeah, I love you too.
He seems cool.
He's such a good man. He's such a good
seems
guy.
Seems like a cool guy.
It took me so long to have good taste.
How did you guys meet?
We met doing a job. We were Cass's boyfriend and girlfriend in this movie called Take Me Home Tonight. We grew up, we didn't know each other, but we grew up 20 minutes away from each other, like at rival high schools.
What?
Yeah, north of Seattle. It was very jarring to me.
No shit.
I was like, nobody in LA is from that area. I couldn't really wrap my head around it. But anyway, he's a really good guy. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, I've only heard good things. Not that it's...
yeah, he's...
He's cool.
Yeah, he's okay. Anyways, we need to wrap this up now.
For
what
sure.
the hell is this?
Oh, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to wrap it up. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right, this is what I'm doing with this piece of paper I rip up for you. We're going to write down...
Don't you kind of think... Isn't your lasting impression of Sim that he's kind of an asshole and you don't really want to like work with us?
You know what? Fuck this guy.
I know.
Dude, can you hear me?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so here's
he
what we're going to do right now.
He never listens.
Here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to... You and I are going to, in, you know, secret ballots, we're going to decide with a yes or a no whether or not she gets the internship. Yes.
No!
No?
No, because I don't like this.
Oh, you don't... This is an easy...
Because I say yes! And I don't need it to be secret. That's well, my answer. This, and I am the queen.
But this is all about the like the drama of it all. I want to kind of build the suspense, and you know, whether, I want to kind of peep her in suspense to see if she's going to get it or not.
I just got fourth walled. You just fourth. Yeah.
He doesn't know it's going to be a takeover.
Oh, right. Hey, Anna, go under the table.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Write down your...
You know that by like working with Nina, we're slowly like... we're strategizing.
I'm not listening to a word you're saying. I just want you to write down a yes
exit.
Or a no.
We're
just write down yes or no.
Your exit.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, anyway. Nina, yes. Sim, no.
All right. So you put down yes, I see.
Yes. But
and
I
guess
also...
what, Nina? I also put down yes.
Oh, no. Oh, yay. Wait, so I'm hired?
I guess you did. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Officially...
This is so cool.
Did we tell you what the pay was?
Well, I'm looking to buy a house in the area, so...
Ah, you're going to...
The combination of water and the quad.
Compliments,
and
high fives.
Some pencils and...
Well, she occasionally orders pizza.
Yep.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Or I'll have my intern order
pizza. Oh, I'm in. I'm so in.
All right. Well, thank you, Nina, for coming
well,
in.
Yeah, I'm
and,
so excited.
You want to start tomorrow with an episode? We are doing an episode tomorrow. Do you want to come in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can you? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. When? What time?
I want. Can you come in at 2:30?
Okay, 2:30.
I'm perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you, Nina. Congratulations.
Yes.
Very elite program we have here.
First. Okay, cool.
This do internship just... program is extremely elite. One of it was U.S. World and News Report ranked us number one out of all internships.
I wiggled my way into this internship so hardcore.
Yeah, well. You know what?
All
you
right.
deserve it. If
welcome
you're here, it's because you deserve
Bill.
It.
Well,
do I want this job?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
I gotta go.
Anyways. Follow us on Unqualified on all the stuff. And if you want to submit a question, I keep forgetting to say this, but go on unqualified.com. Good night, everyone.
And we love you. Sim, will you tell everyone? Come on.
Just... We love you. We love you. Of course.
He rolled his eyes.
God, I know.
I do. Everybody, they know I love them.
You
everyone
didn't say
knows.
It with any kind of meaning.
I love you, dear listeners.
Kiss the mic.
Yeah. Oh, I love you already.
I don't think she understands what an internship is.
Oh, I'm so going to get kicked out. This is going to be so bad.
You cannot enable her. Anna, you're a terrible boss. You cannot enable her. This is ridiculous.
Yes, Anna.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Night, guys.